Welcome to the Story Engine Podcast, where we teach you how to make marketing easier, more powerful, and fun through storytelling. I'm your host, Kyle Gray. Each week, we learn from top entrepreneurs, influencers, and world changers on how to share your story through content, copywriting, and speaking, and how to make your message your most powerful marketing tool. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Story Engine Podcast. My name is Kyle Gray, and recently I've been taking a group of entrepreneurs and coaches through a month-long process of creating a signature talk. And one of the things that I asked them at the end of our 4 weeks together was, what were some of the side benefits that working on this talk provided for you and your business? And I got a lot of interesting answers and insights that I wanted to share with you today to celebrate the success of some of these students and to really give you an idea of everything that you can benefit from when it comes to having a good signature talk that you can rely on, you can give it anywhere, and that you know it's set up to attract your ideal clients. So let's dive into this list. Number one, you get asked to speak more. This might seem obvious. If you have a talk, you get asked to speak more, but more speaking opportunities get created when you have a talk that you're confident in and really starting to look for opportunities. If you don't have a good presentation or you're not confident in your speaking skills, then there's a lot of times where you probably have speaking opportunities pass by you that you don't notice or take action on. But as soon as you have a message that encourages you and inspires you, you're going to start seeing more of these, reaching out more, and people are going to see your motivation and your passion. And so every time that you give your signature talk once and you do a great job, that's going to open up the doors for more events, more speaking opportunities. So one speaking opportunity could lead to three. The same thing applies to podcasts. If you do a great interview on a podcast, then they may introduce you to a couple of other hosts that would love to hear your message. All right. Number two, you get clearer on your ideal customer and your value. This is a really interesting thing because it's good when people have their products and their customers very much dialed in when they come to write a speech. But going through this process of digging deep into the customer's mindset and emotions and experience with their problem, and then relating that to our stories in a way that's going to create a lot of trust and resonance with them, requires thinking that most of us aren't very accustomed to doing, and we don't really focus on the customer's experience nearly enough. And so by nature of creating this talk, we actually start to understand what our customer wants and needs by being able to create this kind of content for them. And when you go through this process and you really start to grasp on how to speak to your clients on this level, you upgrade your authority. People start to trust you more, and it makes it easier to attract those premium clients and really attract the ones that you absolutely love to work with, not just anybody that you're trying to attract. And how can we really create a message that's dialed in for them? And so this is going to attract these premium clients. You're going to be able to charge higher prices just from increased clarity on your program through going through the process of writing a good talk. Your products and services will become better, even if you're not on stage sharing that talk all the time. Number three, it makes marketing and sales easier. Marketing is kind of this nebulous thing for a lot of people. We try to put out as many feelers as possible, have as many different channels as possible out there. But once you have this talk and it becomes a tool that you can really rely on to convert customers, because having somebody listen to you and experience you for 45 minutes in a presentation is such a great avenue for conversion, that all of the 12 funnels that you've been developing before, the tons of lead magnets and all of these things that kind of crisscross in email automations and send people in all different directions, that all becomes simple, where it becomes, how do I focus on getting more people seeing this talk? And how do I direct the marketing that I'm already doing and already good at to promote this presentation? So whether you're great at outreach, reaching out to people and direct messaging, or creating relationships and partnerships through that, or email marketing, you've got a great email list, paid ads, you're great at sending paid traffic to your webinar or your presentation, or joint ventures of creating partnerships and giving your presentation in front of other people's groups and communities and finding a way to share the profits that come from that, are all viable options. And you've just got to find the one that works for you. But now that you have this talk in place, all you need to do is figure out how to get more people to see that instead of tons of other things, tons of other items out there. So it's going to make your marketing simple, and you're going to find that you're going to have more free time and energy to be brilliant in other areas of your life and business as well, instead of just on marketing and sales, because you're not spreading your energy through so many different campaigns and things. You have this one thing to focus on, and now you can have some spare time. Hey friends, I wanted to take a quick break from the podcast to share something really exciting with you. You see, over the last few years, I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs, coaches, and thought leaders just like you create powerful and high-converting presentations that allows them to enroll their customers and grow their business with their story. I've worked with many brilliant thought leaders and well-known names, and I've worked with many aspiring thought leaders who are just getting started. And I have found that there are five key and common mistakes that most people are making when creating presentations that are killing their sales. These mistakes are often counterintuitive, and so sometimes I need to employ some brutal honesty in order to get it through to my clients how important it is to correct these mistakes. I've gotten these mistakes written down in a guide that I use with all of my clients, and I want to share this same guide with you so you can avoid these costly and painful mistakes in your next presentation and start to see a boost in your sales as soon as you start to correct them. If you'd like this list, go to thestoryengine.co/honest. That's thestoryengine.co/honest, and I would love to know what you think and what you're working on. All right, let's get back to the show. Number four, you can repurpose your talk into great content. The signature talk is a body of work and a wealth of content that you can use in many ways other than just giving the signature talk. For example, you can use the compelling story that you use to open your presentation like a movie trailer of sorts to create good content on your Facebook, on your emails, or something else that gets people excited to hear what you have to teach. I had a student go through my program and we developed an origin story, which was very, very powerful that she was going to use at the beginning of her talk. And she created a Facebook post writing out this same story in a Facebook format, and then used that story as a way to get people into this paid workshop that she was hosting. And so she was able to take this story and use it to create resonance in many different ways. And there's a tons of ways that you can start to repurpose the content that's been well refined and optimized for conversion in your presentation in any other ways. Another one is you're probably going to end up wanting to teach way more than you're able to in the time that you're given. A lot of the times in my presentations or with the people I work with, they have so much information that they want to share and we have to cut a lot. So you can take what you've cut from your presentation and maybe consider creating some deeper dive content that you could offer as a free giveaway after the presentation or something else to continue to get people to move deeper with you and engage with you. So just because that content got cut from your signature talk doesn't mean it's not useful and valuable. And so there's lots of ways to even repurpose the stuff that didn't make the final cut. And of course, you're going to want to take clips of your best moments, the nice 30-second, 60-second, or even shorter, like 15 or 10-second clips of your best moments on stages or on podcasts, and turn them into nice short-form video content, which is very, very popular these days. Sometimes if you don't have video of you speaking, maybe you were on a podcast, but it was just over audio, you can still create content with words flashing over the video and make it look good without too much effort. And of course, this is one of the very easiest things to outsource to other marketing teams. If you're getting on stage and getting on podcasts and that's all getting recorded, then you can have them go through that content and find the gems for you, which will allow you to scale up your business more and your marketing more and save you some time doing the legwork of the cutting and editing, which really shouldn't be your job. You should be getting up on stage, connecting with people, and getting more opportunities for you to speak. No need to edit the videos and clips if you can help it. And finally, number 5, business is more fun when you're being yourself. And there's something that happens when people go through this process of articulating who they are and why they care and connecting that to the deep value that they provide using their stories. They end up feeling a lot more confident in who they are and what they're doing, and feeling more open to sharing who they really are, whether it's their quirks, their passions, or whatever else unique they bring to the work that they do and the life that they lead. You allow yourself to breathe more and be more into who you authentically are. And by really being able to express that value, you become proud and aligned with that, which makes the work that you're doing more fun. When you really feel you have a purpose that other people understand and resonate with, the challenges that come inevitably from being a business owner are at least more bearable because you have this deeper purpose and this alignment in what you are doing. And of course, it makes the good moments and the victories even better because you're running your business your way and telling your story your way. And so that's what I have for these side benefits to having a great talk. There's lots of doors that will open to you once you have a good presentation together. And I see the magic start to happen as soon as people set the intention and start putting the pen to paper, so to speak. I really prefer Google Docs, but if you're a pen to paper person, God bless you. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to the Story Engine podcast. And I hope this encourages you to get out there and start creating your own signature talk. There's lots of other episodes on this podcast about how you can do that. So I recommend you check into the archives. And if you know anybody that could benefit from this information, please share it with them. And if you enjoyed this episode and want more tips and strategies and stories on marketing, sales, coaching, and storytelling, then be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on the Story Engine podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Story Engine podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes and resources mentioned on this episode and every other episode at thestoryengine.co. If you're looking to learn more about how to use storytelling to grow your business, then check out my new book, Selling with Story: How to Use Storytelling to Become an Authority, Boost Sales, and Win the Hearts and Minds of Your Audience. This book will equip you with actionable strategies and templates to help you share your unique value and build trust in presentations, sales, and conversations both online and offline. Learn more at sellingwithstory.co. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.